This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, you know the movie The Departed?
Yes.
Great Scorsese flick with our boy Leo.
Leo DiCaprio.
And Jack.
Ben Affleck, isn't he in it? Or am I thinking the other movie? The Town, never mind.
You're
Town
the Town
was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Departed,
yeah.
It was good,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I think as good as The Town was, I think the Departed was a little better.
They didn't have an awesome sex scene with Blake Lively, so no, BJ, okay. You are incorrect.
Yeah, Leo, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, Mark Wahlberg, Damon. Martin Sheen, yep. Anthony Anderson, Alec Baldwin.
Got a lot of people in that movie.
Anthony Anderson was in that.
I gotta watch that movie again. It's been a while.
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think same
we
thing
all
to me.
Might
yeah.
went together.
Yeah,
one of the last movies I saw in the theater.
Kind of, really. Yeah,
it was 2006.
I know.
I was gonna say,
is it really? It's 13 years old.
Yeah, I was.
Wow,
16 when it came out.
Gosh, I can't believe it's that old. That's just nuts.
Mark Wahlberg was in it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's just crazy. And there's a scene at the end, which, by the way, I don't even remember this, to be honest with you. But this person says it's a giant glaring flaw in the movie where a rat scampers across the screen at the very end of the movie.
Dude, I don't remember that.
I don't either.
It must not have been that important to us.
The movie's about gangsters trying to find a police informant. The rat, if you will, is within their ranks, and the guy claims this is a painfully on-the-nose metaphor that ruins the movie. So he's launched a Kickstarter asking for $4,000 so he can digitally erase the rat from that shot. Last we checked, he has succeeded. He's raised more than $4,300 in just a few days.
He's now at $4,506.
And
121 backers. There are 121 stupid people on this planet.
Yeah,
BJ.
I guess it's a joke. If it's a joke, I don't have a problem with it. But there are some people that are just, I don't know, man. They just put a lot of time into going, I want it to be just the way I want it. I don't like this because it's not exactly the way I want it. And here's a mass appeal, mass release thing.
This is a total joke, though.
But he says he's going to change it.
But no, here's the thing. He only did it for $4,000. It's funded. He's going to get that money.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the steps that he has put into place in order to step one. I need $18.91 to buy a Blu-ray of The Departed.
All right.
Then he needs $141 to buy a Blu-ray player because I only stream movies online.
Oh, okay.
And then he needs something to rip a Blu-ray. So there's a website that costs $59 for the tops that listed the best Blu-ray ripper. So
okay.
That. Then he needs $600 to hire Ed Mundy, a visual effects artist who has worked on many popular TV shows and movies, to digitally erase the film from the final shot.
Wow, to get that rat out of there.
He says, if I'm paying him $599 because if you pay it $600 or more, the IRS requires me to send them a form at the end of the year, and that's too much work for me.
Okay.
And then he needs over $400 to print a digital file onto a 35mm film.
Okay.
And then he needs something to scan that film because he doesn't have a way of viewing a 35mm.
Oh, jeez. This guy, by the way, says...
Dude, he's got it all mapped out. I mean,
he's got it mapped out. Here's the problem. He says that if he doesn't get cease and desisted, he'll do this. Otherwise, he may not be able to.
And then he's going to pocket the money.
Yeah, he's hoping he gets the C&D.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. No comment from director Martin Scorsese.
Of course not.
But if I know Martin, you know, if he hears about it, he'll probably have a couple of colorful expletives about the guy.
Well, dude, he says if you pledge $70 or more and there are 45 backers or idiots that did this,
what?
You will get a Blu-ray with the erased rat. So he will buy you the Blu-ray copy of The Departed, throw away that disc, and replace it with his Blu-ray copy of the movie that he made with the digitally erased rat spliced in at the end.
Yeah, that's I can't believe that's going to happen.
Or you get a downloadable video of it for $50 or more. There are two idiots that did that.
Wow, this is amazing that that people really back this.
Four backers for $20 or more, a before and after screenshot. Oh my gosh, you spend $10 or more, you get a thank you. Oh my goodness gracious.
$4,000 he raised. I mean, I'm happy it's not more than that, but it does make you wonder, like, I want to talk to the people that back this and think, really? So what's your life like? I hope you got a lot of money because you're kind of an idiot.
See, I get the dollar people that pledge the dollar. You get a thank you. I get it. You make it's a joke. It's funny. Yeah. Here's a buck. 47 people did that. I don't fault them.
Plus, people, they like to pledge that dollar because they can go make comments. Because it allows you to be active. And if you want to be a troll on Kickstarter, you can do it for a buck. Mm.
Somebody says, if this somehow passes, I will be in for the Yes Show.
I just don't care that much. And I think that, look, if you think it was heavy-handed, that was still, of course, I didn't notice the rat at all. So it's funny that somebody noticed it. I mean, I think that's kind of fun that he put it in there because that's where they were looking and that's where the rat was. But there's the little rat running across the police station. I had no clue that was going on.
So it says, if this is successful, please also consider digitally erasing the rat from Ratatouille.
Ah, that's the one we got to do. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know why that. I don't get why people get so. This goes back to the conversation we had yesterday about the trailer that we saw for The Dirt, the Motley Crue movie, and people are being nitpicky about that's the wrong kind of amplifier.
Yeah,
that one little scene of a rat at the end of the movie is not going to change my opinion of a film.
I think that those folks don't realize that, dude, you are you're not the average person. You're actually you're abnormal in the way you are just hyper aware and overly conscious about things that really it's like you're sweating the small stuff big time.
Yeah. Like, that really made you mad.
Yeah.
Oh, this rat at the end of the movie. I watched a fantastic film that won an Oscar.
I wonder what'll happen if he can't do it, if he'll give money back. Because, I mean, that money's going to be all his. And if he gets a cease and desist, what's he going to tell these people that he can't give him Blu-rays?
I think you just chalk it up to a loss because you're stupid enough to give him the money.
I agree. You know what? 100%.
I just saw, we talked about this, last week, about all these crowdfunding websites, and Pledge Music right now is in the middle. It just continues to get worse and worse, and that's the music-based version of Kickstarter, where the CEO just pocketed basically all the money.
Queensryche, one of the most notable bands to get effed over.
$70,000 they're waiting for, and the band I'm friends with, The Last International, that recently just came to town and played at the Crocodile, and they did their whole new record through that, and now they're starting to comment on it, because I think they were quiet at first trying to figure it out because they're like, just give us the copies of the record and the vinyl. We'll mail it out to our fans. We'll take the hit. We just want to make sure our fans get this stuff. That's the crazy part, is that this company has product of these bands and is not sending it out because they can't afford the shipping because they wasted all their money.
Yeah, but they hopefully, if you can figure it out, I hope they have the product. I hope they're not lying about that either.
It's so shady, man. Yeah. It just sucks because it just, you think you have something cool, and I know everyone's into these Kickstarters and GoFundMes
and
Patreon.
That's me, buddy.
And when you get one like Pledge Music that has just scammed people, not only fans, but also the bands out of thousands of dollars, it's so messed up.
It's the Wild West out there. And, you know, the younger you are, the more you want to believe that technology can make things awesome, because crowdfunding has been a terrific thing for a lot of artists that would never see the light of day because they wouldn't be able to break into the machine.
Right.
You know, that was the music business or the television business or whatever. And crowdfunding has done a great job, including I get to play a lot of great board games that would never be sold because they're not mass appeal. And some of these guys go, I don't care. I don't want to be mass appeal. I want to make a great game. And as long as I can afford to do it, I'll give it to you. And that's what crowdfunding has done for guys like me. But on the other side of it,
then you got someone like I swear by it because of, I mean, with my band, like we had the money, we were able to record and finished the record, we just couldn't afford to then press it without really dipping into our own funds. So we're like, hey, maybe people will pre-order. And they did. And it was awesome. I'm so glad we didn't work with Pledge Music.
No, dude, you were
so glad that they turned us down. We tried to.
Wow. How crazy would that have been?
Dodged the bullet with that one. But I like Kickstarter because like, it sometimes gives people who have ridiculous ideas not removing a rat from the Departed. But, you know, like that stupid fidget cube I have here.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a silly idea that someone came up with that couldn't probably find a company that was willing to fund it. Threw it up on Kickstarter to see what happens, and they've raised millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're in stores.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have done real well with this.
What is the dumbest thing you've Kickstarted?
Oh, it was those stupid flavor cups. Remember those?
Did you get those ever?
I did, and they're horrible.
Flavor cups? I don't even remember.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. Never worked. They're so dumb.
What are they?
Yeah. Why have you not brought them in?
Because they don't work. That's why. I'm a complete moron. That's why.
What was the concept behind these?
The concept was that people aren't drinking enough water.
Right.
So they made cups that would smell like a particular fruit.
That's right. Like strawberry scented cups.
So that if you drank from it, you would think you were drinking a strawberry liquid. But all you're drinking is water. I thought this is a cool idea. And I did it for the show. I thought, all right, this will be great to see if this stuff works.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it was a...
Wait, did it for the show. You never brought these cups in.
But that's why I ordered them in the first place. That would be a great show bit.
Fair enough.
And I was just getting into crowdfunding at the time.
Okay.
It wasn't Kickstarter, by the way, which is why I'm so happy. It's another
it
crowdfunding
site. Kickstarter?
Yeah.
It was to be a D to buy it.
Exactly. It was D-starter. So first off, they get funded, and then all of a sudden, this is what irritates me, they get funded, but then they're having problems with the technology, and it's like, well, I thought your prototype was all set and you had it done, but now there's production things.
Right.
It took them 2 years to get them out. And then when you got them, the stuff that they never mentioned was, in order for it to work, you have to store them upside down in a cold place, and you have to make sure that they never comes out, and don't wash them. And I mean, it was really ridiculous.
Sprinkle some strawberry flavor on these cups in order for it to work.
I was just like, you guys suck so much. And I tried it, and then I tried it with some other people. I think Sarah or Joe tried it, and they're like, it tastes like, and I said, all right, close your eyes, tell me what you taste. And they go, water.
Okay.
I'm like, these things are so stupid.
That's amazing.
Well, I mean, it does happen. Sometimes things get pushed back. I think about that fidget spinner thing. Like they pushed it back because of some packaging issues. But, you know, they kept it updated. So they're like, all right, I'll get this when I get it. But at least it works. It does everything I hoped it does, and to keep me occupied with stupid buttons.
Yeah, a lot of times if folks have stuff done in China, they don't realize, oh, God. And if stuff doesn't get... I mean, the process can be extended because a lot of these guys have never been through the whole manufacturing process before. So you're right, Steve. I can appreciate delays, especially if they update you. But
how much did you drop on these cups?
I think maybe it might have been like between $50 and $100 for these stupid things.
For how many cups?
Yeah. I might have got five cups.
Five cups. Well, yeah, that's a fair deal. $25 a cup.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show. Yeah. I'm an idiot. But I did it for the show. I thought this will be great, and we'll do a taste test on the show.
But now that we're talking about it, you can write it off, huh?
Not anymore.
Oh, too late?
No, Trump took that away from me.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, really.
Your kids are in the room. I'm curious to see what they thought of these cups.
Well, at first, when he pitched the idea, I thought it was like a sparkling water or like a LaCroix. I didn't realize it was just a cup.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, you're getting a new brand of water. I'll try it. And I'm watching him, and he just pulls out this cup, and he puts some water in it. And I'm like,
tap water?
Yeah. And I'm like, do you really think this is going to taste like strawberries? He's like, it'll blow your mind. Try it. And I sip it, and I'm like, yeah, it's still crap. And he looks at me, he's like, well, I mean, come on, you could smell the strawberries. And I'm like, I could also buy strawberries for $2.
Yeah. So you said that it was going to blow your mind. So at that point, you were convinced it was working?
No, I was trying to convince myself that it was working, but I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to convince himself and then try to convince us.
Hoping that you guys would be like, dude, totally.
This is awesome.
Like,
yeah, it wasn't.
Leading the witness.
Yeah, I did. I led the witnesses. But you know what? The good thing about my children, you can't lead them as witnesses. If you want to break anything or you want to have the reality of life, my kids will tell you. My kids won't. They won't patronize me. They're like, yeah, this is crap.
It's very true. It did smell a lot like strawberries.
But it didn't taste like strawberries.
It was weird.
It was supposed to trick your brain into thinking that you were having a strawberry drink.
Right, and it didn't work at all.
No.
It tricked your brain into buying these.
That's exactly what it did.
Yes.
My brain got tricked.
Anyone else purchase anything dumb through like a crowdfunding? No?
Watching everything that's happened with BJ, I kind of avoid it.
There's nothing that you ever see on there like, whoa, I want that.
I do, but I don't buy it.
Oh.
95% of the stuff, though, that I have crowdfunded has been good.
Yeah.
And the majority of that has been Kickstarter. When I've gone off Kickstarter, gone off the reservation to another crowdfunder, that's actually where I've had some issues. And so it's like, I'm a Kickstarter guy, and you better not be anywhere else, because I won't go there if you want me to do it.
Oh, now I know which one you're talking about.
Thank you. See that? You can digitally remove that if you pay me $4,000 from the show.
It's very independent of you to say that.
I've done board games, and I've done I did a Marco Collins movie, and I've done a couple of things, but like the only time I've ever been screwed is the stretch goals, and it was like they're like friends or something, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go ahead and do this, and I'll get maybe the early rewards, and there have been a couple where I just haven't gotten those special bonus things, and after like 2 or 3 years of literally asking the person in person, being like, hey, so what's up with that? They're like, oh, we don't know, and I'm like, oh, I'm not getting that money, thanks. Or I'm not getting that product.
Sometimes people, I think, bite off more than they can chew with some of those stretch goals. They think that they're going to have all this extra money, not realizing, oh, that costs more than what I thought it was going
to
cost.
There's a whole science of the stretch goal mentality, which now people can see through.
And that's the problem with a lot of them. I know a company that were like, oh, we won't put a cap on the things we need to sign. And theirs was one of the biggest Kickstarters at the time. So literally millions of dollars. And they had to sign, I think, something along the lines of 3,500 things. They had to sit down an entire day not to do any it was a video game, so no coding, no programming, nothing. They had to sit down and just sign stuff for like I think an entire week of just 8 hours a day just signing things.
Last time they're gonna offer that as a stretch goal.
Well, they're not in business anymore either, so
sorry about that.
The only thing I typically do a lot of Kickstarters for is music. So you're like board games. I did Glenn Cannon's Kickstarter, which has been fun to watch.
Hey, so did I.
He's been really I've been watching the progress that he's been doing in the studio, so I'm excited about that. And I just did, I know you did it as well, Travis, frontman for Bruiser Brody.
Hey, so did I.
He's putting out a solo record. Travis also used to be in the band Second Coming, and if you remember them, you definitely want to get your hands on that. And I think if you just type in Travis the Last Funeral on Kickstarter, he's still got 13 days left and it still needs a couple $1,000 to be able to make this happen.
Here's the problem is
so
that
Travis, hook him up, man. His solo record.
What does he do after this? First Travis comes out with Bruiser Brody, Everyone's Dead. Mm-hmm. Then he's got The Last Funeral.
Yep.
That's it. Where do you go from there?
Well, if you look at his bio, he says it's a quintessential collection of songs that define my life. I can die contently after this.
Oh, there you go.
So I think he's something else. Best.
Everybody's dead and it's the last funeral.
He's checking out.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Yeah, the next one is, oops, I was wrong. I'm still around.
But it's very cool. And he's got some cool incentives where you can, like, get autographed copies and just, like, cool handwritten lyrics.
I actually backed him where he's going to come to my house and do my laundry while singing.
Nice.
There was only one offered.
He's really good at that.
Yeah, so
he is great at folding laundry.
So I'm very excited to have a singing laundry guy.
He's got an insane amount of talent with his vocals and his folding skills.
So. Oh, he's Marie Kondo style, too. He's going to put him in the drawer all nice and, like, you know, like a triangle so I can see everything.
It's Travis Brock, The Last Funeral. Go find it on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Help them out.
The other thing is too, it's so funny. I backed a project that's really, it's an expensive project to back, but it's beautiful. And the people are complaining. There's so many different levels you can back it at, where depending upon your financial situation, you can get this game. It could go anywhere from like, you know, $60, and it's a really good value for like $60-$70, or you can go up to the crazy town that I did that's just insane. People are mad at the guy, and there's stuff in between as well. They're mad at the guy that he's offered all this stuff. I would be willing to back it if you didn't offer all this stuff. And I'm like, and even said, I would pay like $60, $70 for a game, but you offer so much stuff, I'm not going to do it. And literally, I'm like, there is a level for that. You can buy the game for $70. Why are you mad that he offered a version that I want to buy? What are you, a moron? It's like going to McDonald's going, you know what? If you didn't, I would buy a cheeseburger if you didn't sell the Big Mac. It's just like people. That's why.
You sound the best at saying, "What is he, a moron?" The answer is yes.
People. Yeah, I mean, but you know, you read these comments and you just think you are the most miserable human beings on the planet. Nothing is ever good enough for you. It's the fact that they offer an option that you don't want. You're mad about.
I stopped the presses though. I just clicked on Kickstarter's homepage and you know, I just show up like featured things.
What do we got?
And I just found something I want. It's called the Glow Tie. It's a bow tie that glows.
Yeah!
Like LED glows. Like you control it with Wi-Fi.
Wow.
I want that.
You can change the colors.
Check it out. Yeah, you can change colors and designs.
It says it's making the bow tie cool again, even though.
Bow ties are so cool.
I know.
I never thought that bow ties were cool until this moment right here.
Have you never seen Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Oh, he rocks a bow tie.
Have you never seen
a lot
Matt
cooler without
Smith's
it?
Doctor Who. Hello. Bow ties are cool. All right.
That's debatable, but this glow tie is cool.
We should all get one.
They've already hit their goal, so if you back it. you get it.
Oh, what's the goal? Oh, wow.
It was just $2,000.
$2,000 to make a glowing bow tie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $40. Is that when?
How does he get less money than the digitized rat guy? Yeah, I think the bow tie is at least something you can have and it's cool. And geez, see, that would be good for the holidays if you can make it just go red and green.
It'd be great for raves.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really, that's where it's,
that's all you wear is just that
and a Speedo that also glows.
Okay,
and a tutu maybe.
And a tutu. I mean, you know what? There's no rules when you go to raves.
Hell no, you can do whatever you want.
Rock that glow tie.
I didn't know that Outback is now the official caterer of raves. No rules, just raves. Nice. Hey, speaking of food, okay, you weren't, but I was because I said Outback. There's a Girl Scout that has come up with the most genius way to sell more Girl Scout cookies. And you got to be thinking, well, wait, what? You need a genius way to sell more? Yeah, this girl is actually pretty awesome. I'll tell you what she did at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a Girl Scout in Colorado who has increased her cookie sales by doing some brilliant marketing.
And because a lot of people are texting, guessing what this Girl Scout did, it has nothing to do with being outside of a pot shop. Because that's like the first
thought. That's a great idea, too.
I remember when I was at the Super Bowl in Phoenix many years ago. They had Girl Scouts selling Girl Scout cookies in like those red wagons just outside by the bars during the day. Because, you know, people are drinking all day long. And there were lines of people wanting to buy Girl Scout cookies just so they would eat them while they're drunk walking to the next bar.
Yeah. And that's what they did last year at Emerald City Comic Con. They had some girls like right next to the hotel. And it's like, hey, you guys are walking around all day. You want to take some Girl Scout cookies with you? I bought some.
Yeah, I bought two boxes.
Same.
Oh, definitely. Gamers and cookies. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That is a combo from heaven.
Anybody in cookies is a combo.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Especially them tagalongs.
Yeah. Well, how about Samoas? I know you're not as big of a fan of Samoas as I am. No. They're my favorite.
They're the best. They're at the bottom of my list.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's why Steve can't be. We can't have nice things with Steve.
How do you guys think that they're better than Tagalongs?
Tagalongs have peanut butter in them.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Why.
And they're terrible.
Yeah.
Unless you have an allergy to peanut butter, you're an idiot if you don't think Tagalongs are the best.
Thin Mints, man.
Yeah, Thin Mints are the top.
Thin Mints are the
Thin
classic.
Thin Mints are second.
Right,
yeah,
fair.
Thin Mints are classic. I will put them at second, too. We all can agree that Thin Mints is second. We'll do that.
Thin Mints are fantastic. There's nothing wrong with Thin Mints.
Right, and Samoas are number one.
Tagalongs are great either regular temperature or in the freezer, and you take them out and eat them like a frozen treat.
Samoas are good from the freezer, too, but Thin Mints probably are the classic from the freezer.
Samoas got that gross coconut on them.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
I'm not down for the coconuts, man.
Oh, my God, you're un-American.
I don't think there are any coconuts in America.
Oh, yeah? Well, Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's in America.
The hell's wrong with you?
They got coconuts in Hawaii?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I buy coconut drinks over there all the time.
Coconut drinks fresh off the tree.
Yeah.
Come on, Rev.
Oh, yeah, it's right. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Hey, that's right. I forgot you went, too. How come you saw him and I didn't?
Rev's been to Hawaii. How does he not know that?
That's because he's got a coconut tree there. Oh, yeah, there are. I just looked it up.
Everywhere.
Okay, let's talk about the Girl Scouts.
It's like saying I didn't see water in Hawaii. Okay,
all right, the Girl Scouts really the point because she's got the best cookies. She's selling Samoas. And you think, okay, well, first of all, they're Samoas. You don't need help selling them. But how about she actually came up with a marketing campaign, brilliant, that is just killing it with selling Samoas because what she did is she says, I'm not selling you Samoas. I am selling you Momoas. And basically what she did is put a photo of the actor Jason Momoa, the Aquaman dude. Kyle Drago for you, all you Game of Thrones fans. She put Jason Momoa's face on the box, and she's calling them Momoas.
This is really well done.
A shirtless one.
Yeah, I mean,
it's from Aquaman.
It looks really good.
See, I'm an Aquaman fan. I might be willing to get these just because I'm an Aquaman fan. This is great for comic book nerds and horny housewives.
Or horny comic book nerds.
That too.
Like me.
Yeah. Or guy that just likes Samoas and doesn't care what you call them.
It wins on all levels.
Yeah, here she is talking about it.
The moms are getting really excited, and they're saying that they need them. The girls will want to buy some because he's on the front, and the boys will also want to buy some because he might be like their favorite character.
She's a genius.
Yeah, she is, man.
She's going to probably run some Fortune 500 company in about 10 years.
I hope that DC and Warner Brothers gets together and somehow, I don't know, gives this girl some props. It's a great idea. And what a great charity they could do if they want to basically officially sell Momoas for the Girl Scouts. What a great idea.
It'd be really epic if they sent her a cease and desist.
Well, of course,
they just shot it down. Sued her for whatever money she's made.
It does seem like some big Hollywood mogul could be capable of that.
Right? Some awful human being, some Grinch, who's just like, wow, find out how much she made and sue her. Otherwise, it's like Vince McMahon. But
I was thinking Ari from Entourage would be the type of guy, but Vince McMahon works too.
I can totally see Jason Momoa just losing his crap, thinking this is the funniest thing ever.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Love this.
And so, this girl's genius. I love how right off the bat she goes, and mothers are losing their mind.
And there she is, like with a bunch of like newscasters, taking a picture with them.
She's a genius.
And also because it's really well done. It's not like she just took a picture and sloppily put it on
the box. No, not at all.
She had someone, I would imagine, or maybe she did it, photoshopped the Momoa's logo. Or a Samoa's logo, but change it to Momoa's and superimpose that on the picture. So it looks like an official packaging.
Yeah, it looks well done.
Which will be really helpful for when they sue her.
Yeah, exactly. They can say, look at this, all this copyright infringement.
That is so funny, Momoa's.
Isn't it amazing what young people or kids are capable of doing? You know, when it comes to, like you said, the way she had that put together, somebody helped her with that, she organized all that, and boom, she's selling like that, just to sell Girl Scout cookies. You know, in 10, 15 years, this girl's probably going to be top of her class, maybe like a marketing genius, probably running a company someday.
Watch her mom is actually behind her, a dad, and they're like marketing geniuses.
I mean, you're right, it sounds like a dad joke taken to like the infinite degree.
Well, good for the parents not getting involved and taking any of the credit. They make it sound like it was all her idea.
Well, they don't want to be sued. They don't.
Yeah, you can't sue
a
kid.
Can't squeeze blood from a turnip. That's she's a kid. Point.
Yeah, sorry.
Dad's got a job and he's making money.
And she's not really our child. So she's a foster kid, so you can't take our cash.
I just love the line. The moms are getting really excited and they're saying that they need them.
That's a great line. That's awesome. All right.
Have you seen Aquaman?
Not yet.
I haven't either. I really missed the boat when it was on in 48.
Hey,
didn't mean that.
I thought you were going to see it in 48.
We were
going to spray you with a hose and everything.
Everything timed out poorly that we couldn't pull it off. But I wanted to see it in 4DX. I don't know if it still is in 4DX. I don't believe it is.
I don't think it is.
When it comes on demand. It should come on demand soon. I'll probably watch it with my wife. Like, I'll pay to watch it. I think that normally I wait for something to come on HBO or Showtime, but I think I will actually pay the on demand price to watch that.
Somebody just asked me if I'm going to go see Fighting With My Family in theaters, the movie that's taking films. How excited Steve for Fighting With My Family? You're going to see it in the movies.
I don't even know what this is.
This is the one that's based on Paige, the wrestler, her life, produced by The Rock, and he's in it, and it looks like a hokey, fun, but quality film. It's not a WWE production. It's actually from The Rock's production house. My wife and I were just talking about it last night. Like, maybe we should go to the theaters and see this one. Because I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah. I'm with you when it comes to supporting something I love. I do that. I've been recently trying to upgrade an app of mine and have it go commercial free for the same reason. You know, if you love something, I really want to support it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see more of it. That's the thing. And if you feel like Rock is going to be behind some good wrestling quality movies or quality wrestling movies in this production house, why not?
I like to see, in a way, you're kind of making a statement with your own money.
Yeah.
You know, that's why sometimes I order certain pay-per-views for wrestling, even though I'm like, I know I could go on some of these websites and see it for free or wait a couple of weeks and they'll be out there available for free. But I want to show, hey, I'm investing in this. I care.
It's old school crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Really is what it is. You know, like you're like, all right, I'll put my money where my mouth is because I want this product.
That being said, I'll probably wait for it to come out on demand.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to try.
All right. Well, you know what? It was good. At least your thought and intention is there.
What's currently on 4DX?
How to Train your Dragon, The Hidden World, and Alita Battle Angel, which I actually really want to see.
How's that?
It's this robot type chick.
Oh my god,
it's like an anime.
Right.
Yeah, I saw it this weekend.
What the hell is that?
It's an old anime / manga, so it's live action.
Hard pass.
Yeah, I mean it's set in the future with people having cybernetic implants and fighting, and this girl is found, and she's got really huge, big, weird eyes. There's a lot of fighting scenes, so it might be fun in 4DX. I will never go to it because the way that it goes around and it shoots, I will just vomit everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there is that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got Christoph Waltz in it, who you may know from Inglourious Basterds or some of those ones. Jennifer Connelly's in it.
Wesley Snipes?
No, it's not Wesley Snipes.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
I can't pronounce.
Oh, it's Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
Mahershala.
Dude, did that not look like
the Oscar winning actor.
Go back to that. I mean, let me double take for a second, but I thought for sure that was right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, somebody actually
he kind of looks like
because
Blade.
Because of the sunglasses.
Oh, when he's got those sunglasses on, he looks like Blade.
Somebody actually did some fan art of what he would look like as Blade, and now I want a Blade movie with him starring.
He has to.
Dude, yes.
Mahershala is so good. If I'm saying his name right, I'm sorry if I'm not.
And he was pretty good in it. The movie's a lot of fun, but and I could definitely see having fun with it in a 40X setting because there's a lot of action, a lot of crazy stuff, like anime style cartoon action, but live action.
Somebody said they saw it yesterday and it was awesome.
The important thing is, Rev, is how does it look on screen?
It looks amazing.
Yeah, because that's like, the reason you'd want
to
see that.
I went to go see it. They have the RPX, which are a little bit better, you know, the quality, that sort of thing. So it was really good on that. Apparently, if you see it in IMAX, since it's the bigger screen, they've catered towards that, so you actually get to see more of like the backdrop. It's visually stunning.
Joey, we might have
Joey,
take me to a movie. Joey,
we just talked about maybe we'll skip it and not go see it, but
if you're gonna go see it, go see it in 4DX or IMAX. Yeah, absolutely.
Say I got a 4K TV, I was gonna wait for that.
I mean, yeah, sure, but I mean, you're not going to have that gigantic theater experience.
I got a nice TV, though.
You get the popcorn.
Invite three more friends over, and you got 4DX there.
I got you.
Wow. Oh, I got him, too. I don't think we should encourage it. We got him. Doesn't mean we should encourage it.
You don't need to. I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, that's a good fight.
Whether it's encouraged or not, my stupidity will always happen.
And you know what? That's what we can count on.
Thank you.
You really are. That's the consistency.
Do they have like a list of like what are the upcoming 4DX movies? Because I need to be better at planning these things.
Captain Marvel's the next one.
Oh, okay. I would see that.
Almost any big blockbuster giant movie, you got to think, right?
My biggest regret was missing out now seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, because they did that in 4DX. I really would have liked to see how they tackled that, because it's not an action film, but I think that it would be interesting to see how they pull off the 4DX experience with that. I can see during the concert stuff, because they do a lot of like swooping video shots.
Yeah,
that your seat would move with that. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe you'd feel your seats rumble with the boom boom. Pish,
yeah, boom. And the We Will Rock You part.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe when like he's making out with a dude, it tickles your legs a little.
Sure, why not?
Sprays a little water in your face.
Okay, I don't think
sloppy kisser.
We don't need
if they sprayed water in your face while he's kissing, that would be hilarious.
Or anything.
They didn't go that weird.
I know they did, but you know,
I mean, full on sex scenes.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like, I don't need water in my face.
No, spoiler.
Oh, sorry, Rev. Maybe there are full on sex scenes.
I don't want water in my face because I don't want to be a big disgrace. Okay,
Captain Marvel, I would see in 4DX though.
You're not going to see Captain Marvel.
Why not?
He saw Black Panther.
Yeah, but he didn't 4DX. See Aquaman. That's his boy.
I know. Just timed out bad.
Yeah. So
and once it's out of 4DX,
Marvel?
It's done.
All right. I'm actually looking forward to seeing Shazam.
Shazam.
Which is actually
The Rock Shazam?
No.
He wanted to be. Didn't
Zach, is it Zach Levy?
Yes.
Yeah. And
The Rock is actually, he's not in this movie, but he's playing the nemesis to Shazam in a future thing called Black Adam.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he is in the DC universe in a movie in the future, but, yeah, it's confusing.
The movie hasn't been done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Zach Levy is good, because even though Shazam is buff, you need a guy that's childlike, because basically that's who Shazam is. Shazam is a little kid that's all of a sudden just he's just transformed into this superhero body, but he's still got the mind of a little kid, and Zach Levy, he just does that so well. It's almost like, you know, Tom Hanks in Big style, where, you know, he had to play like he's a little kid. So I'm looking forward to it for that reason, just because, you know, I want to see how Zach does. I like Zach anyway. I've always liked the stuff he's done. All right, so yesterday, Steve, you know what? He did get this one wrong.
What's the vocal range name between tenor and bass?
Alto.
No.
Soprano.
No.
Benner.
No.
Boner.
It's close. Boner was close to baritone. You were almost there, buddy. Yeah, that was... You want a shot at beating Steve? 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something thing that's hard to keep track of when, because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.